Now, we've also got another illustration, which is of the four Arya Marikas, the four noble paths. As you know, or should know, if you've done your homework, as it were, there are four paths, four noble paths. The path of the stream entrant, the one who's entered the stream leading to Nirvana, who will be reborn not more than seven times. And within those seven lives, or after the end of those seven lives, will gain Nirvana, finally, completely. Then there's the once returner, the one who's got so far in his spiritual life, he has to return and be born only once. Then the anagami, the non-returner, the one who won't return at all, who after death will go directly to Nirvana from some higher state of existence. And finally there's the arahant, the one who, in this life itself, has become perfect, who has broken the web of birth and death, become emancipated, gain supreme knowledge, wisdom, and illumination. Now, these four paths, these four persons, are determined according to the number of fetters binding them to existence, mundane existence, which they have broken. In all, there are 10 fetters. I'm not going to go into all of them this evening, only to those which are relevant for our purpose. But there are 10 fetters, according to the general Buddhist teaching, binding men down to the wheel of life. Now, the stream entrant, the one who has entered the stream leading to Nirvana, he breaks three. So which are these three? What you call Sakaya Drishti, the wrong belief in a separate unchanging self. Secondly, Sila Vrata Paramarsha, attachment to moral rules and religious observance. Not that the moral rules and the religious observances are wrong, or unhelpful or unnecessary, but that one should use them as means to an end, not become attached to them as ends in themselves. One should follow a middle path, neither dispensing with them, nor becoming stuck in them, but observing them, practicing them, and using them as means to an end. And then, vichikicca. This means indecision, unwillingness to commit, inability to settle down, to take a firm decision, just as it were shilly-shallying, wobbling, unable to commit oneself to the spiritual life and its consequences. It's usually translated as doubt, but this is a very inadequate translation. Now, all these three fetters, which the stream entrant breaks, have one thing in common, we may say. They are all, as it were, intellectual fetters. Sakaya Drishti, breaking that fetter means giving up the wrong belief in a separate, unchanging self. Sila Vrata Paramarsha is in understanding that moral rules and religious observances are not ends in themselves. And Vichikicca obviously represents the need to permit oneself, which includes coming to a clear understanding of things. So we may say that all of these three fetters, these first three out of the 10 fetters, broken by the stream entrant, are, as it were, intellectual fetters. Now, coming to the next of the paths of the persons, that is to the once returner, we find that he weakens only the next two fetters. And what are they? Raga, or desire, or greed, and dvesha, or anger. He only weakens them, these two fetters. And then what about the next, the third? The anagami, the non-returner. Only he finally breaks these two fetters, that is, greed and anger. So this is very interesting. What does this represent? Intellectual fetters are, as it were, comparatively easy to break. But the emotional fetters, these are very, very difficult to break. Even in the first stage, out of these four stages, one can break these three intellectual fetters. But even at the second stage, one can only weaken the emotional fetters. And only at the third stage, when one is very near Nirvana, does one finally break them, even in their subtle forms. So this great truth, this great teaching, represents, we may say, the extreme difficulty of refining one's emotional nature as compared with correcting one's intellectual attitude. It's very easy to get the right ideas, to understand and accept the truth intellectually, but to bring the emotional side of one's nature into harmony with that, in accordance with that, is very, very difficult indeed. To transform the depths we may say, is very, very different.